Welcome to the Michael Scott Paper Company.
You have enough money to go out of business because you used a fixed price model instead of a variable cost model, you might be Michael Scott. Yeah, what's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Uh-oh, I didn't hear Rode.
This is how we're doing the rest of the show.
There you go. Try it again.
I'm Rode.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. Without Chris producing our show, we are terrible. We miss you, Chris. Love you.
Can you hear me?
Hope the virus isn't getting you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I just can't hear myself.
Is that a problem?
No. I listen to myself all day.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Too many technical difficulties to start this one off, folks. We suck. We're terrible. We had a very intense long weekend.
Yes, it was.
And we've got a lot of beer to talk about here. I actually need to drink this.
Woo!
Let's talk about the beer first real quick. Rody went to, it was last Thursday, I think, or Friday or Wednesday.
Friday.
You went to one of the better IPA makers in the DFW area.
Went to Celestial.
Celestial. What'd you pick up?
What was it? Stellar Remnants and Meteoric Rise.
Yes.
I think.
Both. Phenomenal.
Both
of them. I like them both. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this beer is so good. So good. They make really good hazy IPAs for those of you that are curious. They're very juicy, very delicious. They're very highly rated too, right?
Yeah, generally. If you're ever by the airport, they're right over there.
Yeah, by the, which one?
Southwest. Lovefield.
Lovefield. Oh, I don't think I've ever even been there. I've had no reason to go there.
You dropped me off there, I think.
Did I?
Or I dropped you off there. One or the other.
Celestial Beer Works. Lovefield? No, I usually go DFW.
I think you dropped me off there.
Ooh, somebody tagged into the beer that I had. It is Stellar Remnants, and it is freaking delicious. Let's look at the score. I need a drum roll for when I'm reading. 4.14, but less than 1,000 ratings. So I'm going to go ahead and five-star that bad boy. What's up? But yeah, so do you like one better than the other?
I like the Meteoric Rise a little bit better.
Oh, the one that I didn't buy, the one that you got?
Yeah, the double.
Okay. Oh, that's true. It is a double. It's probably, what, 11%?
I want to say it was only like 9 or something like that.
Well, let's...
You know, it's bad when we say it's only like 9% now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot.
Oh, man, they made a peanut butter Berliner.
Peanut butter and jelly. Ice.
Yeah. And it's called Welcome to the Space Jam.
I would drink it just because the name.
Every time you open it, it goes, Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your day. No. Okay. I thought that was funny. Bad joke.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. The Meteoric Rise. Let's see what the score is. 4.15. Only 91 ratings, though. It's only 8%.
Oh, okay.
But here's a good person on Untappd enjoying it with a unicorn. Oh, nice. That's like a unicorn duck. That's creepy. And you got that poop emoji back there. Sorry, frozen yogurt.
Uniduck.
Uniduck. I like that. I might steal that. That sounds like a character that will be on a cartoon that I'll watch soon. Look, it's Uniduck. He's here to unite the people. But okay, so.
Also on Disney Plus.
But yeah, no, they're good. Yours is it's got Azeka, Belma, and Comet hops. Azeka is found in Washington and was named for the Haitian god of agriculture. It's known for its tropical fruit profile, and most of you beer nerds know. They put Ben instead of beer. Most of you Ben nerds know Comet, the juicy grapefruit forward hop. It's the Belma that really shines in this beer.
Yep, that was straight off the dome.
I was gonna say, it sounds like they wrote they reviewed their own beer as opposed to writing what it is.
That was a review?
No, that's their description of their own beer. Okay. It was not a review. You don't see many reviews like that on
Untappd. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh.
You just people that say, I hate bitter things, 0 stars.
This doesn't have enough orange juice in it. I don't like it.
Well, I did just find the world's coolest beer glass. It's got an 8-bit Predator on it from the movie Predator. Hmm. Ooh, I'm on a hunt for you, Glass. I'm going to find you.
You should direct message that person and find out where he got it.
Yeah.
Super creepy. Toast him. Be like, hey.
Shady. Oh, his name's Shady. Oh. So I don't think he's going to respond to me.
I don't know. He's got...
He drinks a lot, too. He's got the booty... Oh, he bought 1, 2, 3. He's got... Oh, he got Endgame from...
Turning Point?
Yeah, Turning Point. Ooh, I wanted to go get one of those just so I could say we're in the Endgame now. Dang, he's got a lot of kick-ass glasses. There's Contra. Dang.
Oh, hey, there's that One Love. It's pretty good.
Yeah, this dude... Man, this dude would be like BFFs. Hey, can I drink out of your 8-bit glasses? Because those are so cool, dude. Anyways, Kaylin, what happened this weekend?
Well, Friday night, Jason told me that we were going to go to breakfast Saturday morning, like as a cute little family. So I got up at 7:30, got myself ready, like completely ready, actually put on makeup and did my hair for the first time since coronavirus. Ironed a shirt for Connor, and all the while Jason's just playing video games on the couch, and I was like, what the F? I'm starving.
Our soon-to-be 2-year-old son is named Connor.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like all people know that by now.
We get new listeners every day.
Okay.
We're badass.
So, anyway, I'm just hanging out at the house, starving. Jason told me not to drink coffee either because we were going to go get coffee with it. So I pour myself like a little baby half a cup of coffee because I was like, I can't even make it any longer. But I was just getting angrier and angrier by the minute because when I wake up, like I have a cup of coffee and I eat breakfast. It's back to back. I don't wait because I get hangry really easy. So Jason's just like playing video games. And then he came into the office to like install Spotify on his phone for some random reason. And I was thinking like, what the F? If we're going to breakfast, why are we not going to breakfast?
Brunch doesn't open till 10 anyway.
You said breakfast, not brunch.
Arguments are silly.
Then he went to get in the shower and I was like huffing and puffing and throwing things around and like angry. I also thought that we were going to get my maintenance on my car done.
Ha.
So I cleaned my car out so that it was ready for them to vacuum and whatever.
Wait, you still haven't gotten your maintenance done on your car?
I got it done yesterday. Okay. It took 2.5 hours for them to rotate my tires.
Oh, perfect. You could have brought it over to my house. Angry. And I would have got it done for you in 30 minutes.
I know.
Or less. Or it's free.
So yeah, then the doorbell rang and Lisa showed up, my friend Lisa.
Late.
No, she was on time. I mean, unless y'all planned it to be a different time, she seemed like she was on time to me. So, yeah. And she's like, hey, I'm taking you to brunch. This is your late birthday present. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So we go Bam. To get coffee and we're standing at the coffee
Wait,
shop.
Wait, you just left Jason in the shower?
No, he was here. He was already done. Like he got ready and was like putting his contacts in and like he was doing all the biz. And I like even fixed Connor's hair and. You know, I had to packed his bag, everything. I was ready to go.
I had to set a timer when I was in the shower to make sure I wasn't in there when she got there.
Jason takes really long, excessively long showers. So, yeah, we're standing in line at the coffee shop and I was talking to Lisa and my parents live a couple of hours away. And so I look up and I was like, hey, that's my mom. Like, in the middle of this coffee shop walking in, I see my two sisters walking behind her. Then I see my two aunts that live in Arizona behind them. And then I just start crying because, you know, I'm a girl and emotional. So yeah, they flew in and I thought that this was just going to be like a girl's day. And so we had coffee and brunch and then went and got our nails done and went to dinner. And then we were just supposedly going to like meet back up with the guys at the brewery.
We've got a better plan.
In Arlington.
Just kidding.
And Lisa convinced me that we needed to stop by the house to pick up a computer for Rhodey that was left on the doorstep.
So random.
Yeah. I mean, it fooled me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then we get there and she's like, oh, because my sister was and my mom and aunts were in the other car. And they parked out front and she was like, I don't have a key to that door. We've been locking the storm door. So we'll just go in the back. And I was like, okay. Naive to the whole thing. And then I go in and there was a surprise party for my birthday. Yeah. So my birthday is actually in April, but because of coronavirus, it was, you know, pushed off. But even then my birthday in April, everybody came and dropped off gifts and I got a sign in the front yard and 3 different cakes and a bunch of wine. And so, yeah, turning 30 has been pretty cool so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a busy weekend. And then we went back out to my sister's house in Springtown and had brunch the next day with my aunts and my mom because they're all from out of town. And so, yeah, Connor ran around and rode a little frozen four-wheeler and just his diaper. It was cute.
Woo! And Rody helped throw the party. It was at his Casa Yes,
it
Mignana.
Was at his house, and it was very beautifully decorated since you decorated it, Rody.
As long as you didn't go in the front room.
We actually spent most of the time in the front room, and it was fine. So,
which is what we hope happens in the future, but when there's flooring now, yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I'm going to go back in the living room. No, it was great. Yep, party. Everybody, Derek and old friends of the show, people that have been on the show showed up.
Yeah.
People I'm trying to get on the show showed up.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun time. And I feel like it's always weird when your friends and family mix, except for those like certain friends that are basically your family or whatever. But it ended up fine. Like it was.
Yeah, I sent Lisa with the wolves.
It was great. Like, yeah. At first it was kind of like a high school party where everybody was separated, you know, but.
Well, I was talking about how I sent her out with you and all your family.
I know. I felt kind of bad because in the beginning, because it was just us, but she knows, I mean. She knows my sisters and
yeah, you've gone out.
She had a great time.
Yep.
I think, I mean, I'm assuming I had a great time. So I'm assuming she had a great time.
She hated it every second. Got a text message said never again.
Don't look at her Instagram.
I will tell you though, after not getting your nails done, when it's usually like a monthly thing for like 4 months, that was definitely a treat.
And now more beauty tips from Caitlin Tyree that no one cares about.
I mean, for the two girls that listen to the show, whatever. Or beer. Men, for beer. Your wives, send them to go get their nails done.
They only care about beer.
Then you can go to the brewery for the day.
Beer. Yeah, that's true.
She's not going to care what you're doing.
That is true. But yeah, we had some good beers at the party and just had fun. Good times.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
For those of you that are curious, we all wore masks and kept 6 feet apart.
No.
We have the things the NBA players are going to have. Did you see the coronavirus ring yet, Rody?
What? Is it like a mood ring?
Yeah, it detects any kind of symptoms with coronavirus and it'll tell you if you are like, oh no, you might have coronavirus, go to the doctor.
That's fake. No, that's gotta be fake.
No, it's not.
How can they make that but not make a cure?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's silliness.
That's an electronic thing. A cure is like way different.
What's it gonna do? Say you have a high temperature. Wait a second. You're playing a physical sport. Your temperature's going to be high.
You're wearing a Fitbit that tracks your sleep and all kinds of stuff. And this is what you have a problem with?
One, I don't wear it to bed because it's uncomfortable. And two, if your arm is stationary, it says you get 3,000 steps when you've walked 4.5 miles. So
that makes sense, though.
It's not very accurate.
A pedometer, it has to move for it to count. That doesn't make sense. Let me hold my arm still. How come I'm not getting steps?
Well, my arm's not the one that's doing the steps.
I'm not getting any steps for this right now. I'm kind of pissed.
It should go based off of your distance.
We'll get Parkinson's and it will.
Well, then you could. Then it would do it every time you got in a car and drove. That wouldn't work either. No. Be like, oh, hey, you got 40 billion steps today. Yeah, I drove to Marshall.
I mean, if you're doing it too fast, then it wouldn't count.
You're asking an awful lot out of this little tiny watch device.
Yeah, well. If a watch can tell me I have coronavirus, then...
No, it's a ring.
That thing should tell me my accurate step count.
It's a ring.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Ring.
A coronavirus ring. They also can wear these things that, if they all wear them, if you're around somebody within 6 feet for longer than 3 seconds, it beeps at you. I'm not even joking.
Ooh, we need that in the schools.
Oh, if they wear those when they're playing the game.
Yeah. They beep. That's how you're going to score. Hey, I got coronavirus. And then he moves and you're like, swish, got a three-pointer. Just kidding. Gotcha.
There's going to be a whole bunch of defensive 3 seconds in the lane.
Right? So ridiculous, this whole thing. But no, I mean, really, they can wear the coronavirus ring. It's a body temperature and it can tell your respiratory stuff and some other junk. But it can, I don't know how accurate it is, of course, but it says it can detect early symptoms. Woohoo! Keep them in their bubble. Because the NBA players have until the 24th, I believe, or maybe the 22nd or 23rd, to tell the coaches and teams if they're going to enter the bubble. And when they go into the bubble in Orlando, they can never leave. Actually, they can leave because they're human beings. But if you leave, you have to have 14-day quarantine before you can come back in.
That's crazy.
So, and they're all getting docked pay if you leave. And they're getting docked if they decide not to play, too. So there's that going for them.
Right. Well, and most of them have been paid already, most of their salaries. So when we say dock their pay, it's not that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's all a big mess. Big freaking mess. It's like, just have sports like normal. If somebody gets sick, quarantine them. But don't worry. I don't know. Like, when do you stop this? When do you stop it? Never.
It's our new way of life forever.
Yeah, and that means all the money in sports is gone. You better lower those jersey prices so you can sell some merchandise. It's like, I want to buy a jersey if it's not $400.
Right.
I want to buy an authentic LeBron jersey. So expensive.
Never going to happen. Well, you can get one that is a Miami Heat and probably get it pretty cheap.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Ugh. But, yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. Sports might come back. I thought it was a guarantee thing, but it's not even guaranteed yet because the other players are trying to stir the pot a little bit. So we don't know if it's going to come or not come. But whatever. You know, tell us about this. Here, I'll tell us about this next beer. This next beer is from a little place we like to call Division Brewing. And I guarantee you we've had this on the show before, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
And this one is one of their new cans. I need to post a picture of this bad boy.
I love the new label.
Oh, my God. I love all of them. This is the van, the Division van. And he painted it to match it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By he, I mean Wade and Sean, the owners and operators of Division Brewing. And if you need the address, it's 506 East Main Street, Arlington, Texas. They even got the Facebook and the Instagram and the Untappd symbol. But it's a blue can with a Division van on it. And the name of this beer is called Boogie Van. Right?
Yeah.
So we haven't had this on the show. This is relatively new, isn't it?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either. I will find it. But yeah, Division is a brewery in Arlington, Texas that mostly does IPAs and sours. And we have loved them since before they were even opened. We went to a tasting at Wade's house.
I still can't believe that we...
Way back when. And that's where we met David Clark.
Somehow did that, yeah.
What a sad thing.
I know.
All that. So sad. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Boogie Van only has 125 ratings, Rody.
Nice.
Only 165 check-ins. 4 stars. For the record, folks, I don't know if these are stars or not. They don't look like stars.
4 bottle caps.
Ah, you're right. Thank you. Untappd, yeah. It should have been hops. I mean, there's a missed opportunity here for hops.
Well, you know, someone would be like, I can't give this 4 hops because this is a blonde.
No, it's not hoppy. Oh, shut your mouth, you smart, smart people. But yeah, so this says lemon and tangerine Warrior Simcoe Citra and Eureka Kettle Editions. Citra Amarillo dry hopped. Damn, it's a mouthful. You know what's really great about this is... that it doesn't look like... Oh, there it is. Okay, I was like, it didn't look like it was on draft. It might have been a can exclusive, but I just saw one. So let's go. What do you think of it?
I love it. As usual. Good stuff.
Oh, my God. You know, it's good to go from one of those juicy IPAs back to like a dirty malty IPA like that.
Like, oh, you're going to love the sticky stash in.
This is so good. This tastes like IPAs when I was first started drinking craft beer. I love it. Yeah, this is really, really, really good. Cheers to Wade and Sean again.
Oh, by the way,
crushed it.
They've got their food refilled again.
They did. Oh, what do you know what's in there?
Rosalie.
That's what they did first, right?
Yeah, that was the first batch.
I think we drank all of our bottles.
No, I got some.
Oh, gosh.
Although I was told to drink them quickly because they may not be holding up very well.
Oh. Well, I have the... first batch of the second beer that he put in there.
The Born of Oak?
Yeah, it's in my refrigerator. It's been there for almost 2 years. And I was like, ooh, special time. Let me get this out. And then I was like, not special enough. This time is not special at all. But we need to do that. Need to do them both. Like, I'll bring mine, you bring one of yours.
Yeah, I think I still actually have 2 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be okay with me. I'll drink them both. Now, that Rosalie, of course, is freaking delicious. I love that beer. It's not really a sour. It's tart. What would you call it?
Rosalie?
Yeah.
I guess it'd be more of a... I think he calls it a sour.
Right, right.
But I guess it'd be more on the Goza side.
Okay. What's the base ingredient? I don't know why I'm forgetting.
Oh, rose hips. No. God bless.
I know...
No!
Because the story is hilarious that we can't really tell about the other craft brewery. And I can't spell Rosalie, apparently.
Hibiscus.
It's a hibiscus.
Wit.
Wit,
no,
yeah.
It's not a wit.
Not a wit, no.
I know that.
I just repeated what you said. literally, like, word for word, the whole thing. It's been so long since I've had Rosalie because I was pregnant and then they didn't have it. And
I had the bottle and I saved it for you.
Yeah, yeah, and I drank it.
They said they're going to can it, too.
Ooh, worth it.
Because I tried to get Rico Rojo. They're Red Flanders, but they don't do it in cans.
Really?
Yeah. So it's draft and crowlers only. Or growlers, sorry.
Well, on... I don't... That feels like that can't be... This feels like it can't be right. But it says... It's concocted with a house saison culture and infused with hibiscus and orange peel. Rosalie is wonderful, complex, but easy on the tongue as well as the eyes. The only reason I was saying this can't be true is because it says there's only 985 check-ins. I wasn't saying that this ain't true.
I mean, it's been off the menu for a while, I feel like, though.
It true. Has. I think that I remember talking to him about it at one point, and it's apparently takes a while for it to make, and it's not a very easy beer to make, I think.
But on here, it's listed as a wit beer, wheat. It's a wheat beer, wit beer.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Weird.
Delicious. Well, we did something kind of weird, Brody. We started watching The Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We,
So I don't know why.
You've been holding out on that for a while.
Yep.
So I saw like a couple of episodes when I was younger and just never really got into it. And then, I don't know, we've watched The Office so many times and we rewatched The New Girl and...
Paying for HBO Max.
Yeah. We watched, what was that show? The Wire, but after like two seasons, it's just way too serious to watch.
Very depressing.
Yeah, and it's like you really, really have to focus and pay attention, and I don't want to do that at the end of the day. Like, after running around with a two-year-old and doing whatever and working and all of that, like, it's just, I just want to, like, sit with something on that I don't really have to pay attention to. But I like this show a lot more than I thought I was going to. Sheldon is my favorite. I don't really care for, that other guy. Like the main character. Others. The one that has the crush on Penny.
Oh, okay.
That's Sheldon's roommate.
Yeah.
Don't even know his name. How
Tony Montana.
Oscar. I think I always want to say it starts with an O, but I don't know. I really can't. You can't quote me on that. But we're through with season one. And it's,
I think it's an L.
Leonard.
Yeah. There we go.
I can't say that I absolutely hate it or anything. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a half hour comedy with what drove me crazy though was the laugh track
and those stupid cutaways where they show like the molecular bonds or whatever.
Yep. Ooh, Caitlin's smart. She said molecular bonds.
Yeah, you're welcome.
She's smarter than me. She has a college degree. I don't.
I'm glad you get to spend time with me today.
Well, you do have a college degree.
I have two college degrees.
Rhodey's not talking to Mike.
You do have a college degree.
There it is. Take that.
He said the same thing yesterday, and I was like, you do.
That's right. I do have a college degree. It's worth the paper that it was printed on. Oh man. But yeah, so we watched that. That's about all we've been watching. You guys watch anything new, Rhodey, in Rhodey Land?
I guess we kind of started The New Girl. I've never watched, like, I've kind of watched episodes here and there.
Oh,
But I've never actually watched the whole thing.
That's pretty good.
So, did you start at the beginning, like episode one?
Yeah, it was super weird to see the black guy change after the first episode.
It's a different guy. He's not really changing. It's a different
guy. It's a new character.
Right. Yeah.
He comes back.
But I thought the same thing this last summer. We rewatched it. I was like, I forget that they replaced him. And then I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, no, Coach.
Two different characters.
Coach comes back. And when he comes back, it's some of my favorite, like, TV period.
Yeah.
It's not a bad show. Like, nothing's bad. Even the, without him, it's not bad. And Winston grows on you pretty quick, too.
Super awkward.
Yep. And he's a pro. That's the only thing I'm like, you are not a pro basketball player.
Yeah, there's no way.
I think that Schmidt is my favorite.
You're smaller than Zooey Deschanel. You are not a pro basketball player.
Right.
And Lafayette. Well, yeah. Wherever.
Of course you like Schmidt because he's crazy and outgoing.
I know. He's my favorite.
Is that a...
The douche jar is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. So you were early,
yeah. Yeah.
But you'll like it. It's a good show. It's easy to do 15 episodes in a day. Like, whoops, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened to this day? But yeah, no movie. We didn't watch any movies again. I'm kind of
disappointed. I just am not really, like, in the mood to watch a movie or something that I really have to pay attention to.
But I did find a movie that I'm going to watch on July the 10th.
What's that?
How exciting is that? The exact day I know when I'm going to watch it. Friday, July the 10th, I'm going to come home and watch the new Lonely Island movie.
What? I didn't know there was a new Lonely Island movie.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Apparently, it was made by Lonely Island. It's called Palm Springs. It's only got Andy Samberg in it in the trailer. I didn't see the other guys, but I'm sure they're somewhere in there. But it has a... Shoot! I need to see this. The lady that's in it, she is good, too. Oh, man. But it's one of those time movies, like Groundhog's Day, but it's a romantic comedy, which is crazy. So they both get stuck in the time loop together, and they both know each other.
So I think I did see a commercial for that.
So they both get to do it together. And it's J.K. Simmons is the guy that's in it, too. But it looks hilarious. I don't know what it starts off with them. They go to a wedding, and then Andy Samberg gets shot with an arrow, and they go to this cave, and the cave puts him in the time loop. But it was funny because he's doing stuff like blowing up the cake, and oh no, I just realized who the girl is that's in it, and now I'm eating my words.
Who is it?
It's the mother from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, nice. Gross!
How dare I? How dare I say that I like her? I did say it though. But anyways, she looks all right in it. Like, it looks good. And now I understand. But yeah, watch the trailer. It's going to drop on Hulu, which is crazy because that's Disney. And apparently they paid $22 million for it.
Jesus.
I don't understand how all this stuff, like, I don't understand streaming service and how you're making that much money. It's like, this can't be good. This cannot be good. Like, if you had a million subscribers, which seems like it would be a hard number to reach, and they were paying $10 a month, you're only making $10 million a month. Yeah. So for the whole year, you're only making $120 million. Then you take out taxes and fees and all that garbage. So you're probably making $90 million a year, and then you buy one movie for $22. It's like, where'd the rest of the money go?
It's a lot. I don't understand why they pay that much for stuff.
I know. Just make it yourself. But even that, making a movie is like a kajillion dollars. So I don't know. But yeah, this looks good. I'm excited about it, actually. I watched the trailer. I was like, oh, I'm excited.
Does it come out on the 10th? Mm-hmm. Is that?
Drops on Hulu.
July 10th.
Don't even have to go to the theater.
That's my favorite part.
Just go sit on my couch, watch it. Lots of news dropped today, which is just crazy. There's going to be another Pokemon Snap game. Who cares about that?
What is the Snap game? What does that mean?
Like taking photos of Pokemon.
Oh, that's dumb.
Oh, it was terrible. Did you get it, Rody, on 64?
No, but David would play it at the brewery.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you get on this little thing and go through the jungle and you can take pictures of Pokemon.
What's the point of that?
To get the best picture possible.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
That's pretty much it.
The better the picture, the higher the points.
Yeah.
What do you use the points for?
Nothing.
When I saw that this was coming out, I was like, are they really making a new one? And it's for the Nintendo Switch?
Well, it's better graphics.
And it's real. I'm telling you. Better graphics are important. Better be important. Ooh, look, it's a whale lord, and there's Pikachu on the beach. Ooh, let me get a photo. Oh, he's eating an apple. 20 points, Rody. 20 points for Gryffindor.
That's terrible.
But yeah. So be excited about that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Finally, Pokemon will help with dental hygiene in Pokemon Smile.
Hmm.
I didn't get it in all that. They did some Pokemon conference thing online today, and they shot out a whole bunch of news there. For the worst news of the day, you ready for the worst news, Rody? Twitter is rolling out audio tweets on iOS.
What?
I guess people won't be as mean to each other if they actually have to speak it.
No, they will be.
I think they're going to be worse.
And then you can't walk anything back because then you can tell the inflection and how they actually said it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not...
I was just joking. No, you were not.
You definitely weren't. Also, like, who wants to listen to something? You can't just scroll through Twitter, you know, on a public bus or something if you have to listen to it now.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, I know.
There's so many conversations that I hear that I don't want to.
Oh.
Well, and there's so many people that just, like, play their phone on all the way loud volume when the other people are around, which is very inconsiderate and rude, but...
We don't care about your feelings.
You know.
Yeah, I'm dumbfounded. I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing that was coming, and I'm not sure why it is. What are you going to do with that business?
It's weird.
I just don't care. I don't want nothing to do with it. There's a funny new thing on here that says Samsung Galaxy S30 could crush iPhone 12 with 6 cameras that move.
What?
I was like, oh my God, I'm tired of that business. That's like all that they can focus on now is, hey,
it's the cameras.
Yeah, we got to make the camera better. What about everything else? Well, there's not much we can do. Just do it. I did watch. Did we talk about the PlayStation 5 reveal last? Was that? No, that was Friday, right?
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we talked about
that it was coming. Yeah, yeah.
The what was the trailer?
Nope.
That well, no, because last week you weren't here, and
it happened
we
on
definitely
Thursday.
Didn't talk about it.
I thought it was the week before you sent us that video.
Mm-mm. It dropped on Thursday. The reveal did. Yeah, and did you see the console, Rhodey? What do you think of that bad boy? Looks like a router. That's a good way to put it. It was terrible though because they showed a whole bunch of like 30-second trailers, but none of it looked like it was gameplay. So you really didn't see any gameplay. But it was funny when they showed the Miles Morales trailer for the Spider-Man add-on thing, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Connor like freaked out and he was going meh 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 meh. And then when it turned off, he started screaming at me. So I had that to look forward to. But they showed the, you know, they opened the stupid event up with Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to PS5.
Oh, good.
Isn't that game like 40 years old now?
Right.
I got Grand Theft Auto 5 on Xbox 360. And then the reason I did was because if you bought it, they would let you trade it in to get it on the Xbox One. There was a deal. So I got it on 360 and Xbox One. And I'm like, I'm not getting this game on the PS5 too. I cannot believe that, though.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah, Spider-Man, new Gran Turismo. The new Resident Evil little thing they showed looked pretty scary. I was like, ooh.
A new Hitman.
Hitman looked cool. The NBA 2K, but they didn't show gameplay, but they showed what it said was actual footage from the PS5, and it looked like crazy real. Couldn't even tell that it wasn't Zion, but they always do that. And then, you know, you go to the gameplay, and it's kind of not nearly what it was. But, yeah. Can't believe the console. I was trying to show you a picture of the console. Yeah, it looks pretty cool to me. I'm excited. So far, the rumors are it's going to be between $550 to $750, somewhere in there. They're going with you have a choice, a version that has an HD DVD player, like the 4K, or a all-digital version. One terabyte hard drive. There will be no... the digital version will be cheaper than the disk drive version. But that's just fair. That's forewarning everybody that the disk drives are going away. I don't think they'll be around much longer. There it is.
Backwards compatibility?
Yeah. I think they said the top 20 or 30 PS4 games will be playable, like God of War 4. Yeah, there it is. Looks badass, but it does look like a router. Space. Final frontier.
It looks like someone broke apart Wall-E and then melted him down and then changed it.
To that. I like how Caitlin's not saying anything.
I have nothing to do with this mess.
What if you want to play Wheel of Fortune on your PS5?
Nah.
But yeah.
No, in HD.
I'm super excited. Look, it's a 2-pack. Not really. I mean, that would make no sense. Oh, I guess one's the digital and one's the one with the disc. I'm going with the disc. But I don't even know if I'm going to get it when it launches.
Where are you even going to put that thing?
Always. In the living room.
But like where on the TV stand?
Wherever I want to. That's what happens when you own your own home.
It has to stand straight up.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Okay. Don't talk about stuff when you don't care about it. Just be quiet. That would be better for all of us.
I mean, if it has to stand up, though.
If it has to stand up, I'm going to stand it up right where you sit on the couch. That's where it'll stand.
Okay.
$550 PlayStation is more important than
me
watching TV with you. I'm going to play all these sweet games. There's really no game. There was not one game trailer that made me say, oh my God, I have to have this. And of course, every trailer was like 2021, 2022, 2023. It's like, sweet trailer, bro. 2028. It's like, oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait. The Resident Evil Village trailer was pretty cool because at the very end, someone goes, Chris, and Chris walks out. And you're like, oh shit, he's back. Chris Redfield. He's back, Rhodey. He's back. Back, bro. But yeah, PlayStation 5. I'm going to grab it.
Can't wait.
I think I got Michael from Funky Picnic Brewing saying he's going to get one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, yep.
Does he have time to game?
Probably not. He's got more time than we do. He doesn't have a kid.
Oh, that's true.
Leaker says Xbox Series S will be so cheap, PS5 possibly can't match it. Ooh. Whew. But yeah, Galaxy Watch 3. Google announced a whole bunch of stuff. New speakers, new this, new that. Just everywhere stuff. Comic-Con's like in 2 weeks. Here's the NBA smart ring that you guys were doubting so much, or at least Kalen was. Look at that bad boy.
That looks like it's just going to shock you.
That is my...
Right, it's one of those shocker ones.
That's my coronavirus saver.
That's weird. Most of those guys don't want to wear a wedding ring.
Right.
It's a shocking mood ring.
Use of the rings will be optional. It's so funny. Team staff will not have access to the data. Yeah, right. Google's like, hey, we're going to sell your coronavirus data. Yeah, you go try to talk to a girl, it's like, stay away from him, he has the virus.
I mean, they already outed Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, wine bagger. He probably did it himself. I'd like to know where these guys are all getting the virus from. I really would.
From those parties that they don't go to?
Yeah. Remember when they said, it wasn't a party, and there was like pictures with 20, 30 people?
Right.
No party here.
That's a small social gathering.
No party here. All right. We got any more beer? Was that it?
Oh, no. I got more beer if you want another one.
Let's do it. Oh, Apple added I don't know if they added this, but if you say, hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over, it immediately records everything.
That's crazy. I saw something. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just going to say, so if you're getting pulled over, use that.
Yeah. I saw some kid or teenager invented this thing that like, when you get pulled over or whatever, it's like a little wallet that hangs on the window that you can put your, it'll already have your ID and registration in it or whatever. You just hang it on the window so you can keep your hands where, you know, they can be seen and still at all times, I guess, which I guess is cool, but
that makes sense.
You know,
I mean, it's funny. I always got nervous when I get pulled over, no matter what. I'm like, oh, I get all shaky.
Well, I mean, I was always just kind of taught that you had to, like, vocally say, okay, I'm going to get it. It's in the glove box or whatever.
I'm like, reaching in my glove box.
No. I'll just get it out before they got to me.
Yeah, that too.
Ooh.
Or just don't get pulled over.
Right.
Which is hard because I speed everywhere.
Don't speed everywhere. Dun, dun, dun. What's this beer at, Rody?
This is the beer that Dirk left me. It's a Wood Creek Brewing's Highway 66 IPA. It's a 7.5% alcohol.
It is old school IPA for sure. My guess is it's a month old.
Uh-oh.
That's my guess. Is there a date on it? Probably not.
There's not. It just says social distancing on the bottom.
Oh. Well, it's at least 3 months old, I guess, or somewhere in there. Ooh. Machine Gun Kelly's in love with Megan Fox. That's it for celeb news today.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross. Yeah, this, what do you think? You think it's a little old?
I'm not there yet.
What? What do you mean?
I need to drink the rest of this boogie van.
Did I not?
I had more than you did.
I was about to say, did I not drink my fair share? I apologize.
I drank more than my fair share. That's what it is.
That's fine. You deserve it. It's the best division beer ever. It's really good. I like it a lot. Yeah, it tastes a little old. Wood Creek IPA. It's all right. It's not bad or anything. I just don't necessarily love it.
So what was Dirk saying? That they were going to move locations soon? I thought he said something about they were about to close their location.
Yeah. He may have been speaking in confidentiality terms.
Ah.
I'm not 100% sure. He may have been saying like what he had heard or what he had thought he heard or something. I don't know if anything was like news, but I do know what you're talking about. What? Dallas, Texas bourbon have a style? Yeah, I don't see any news or anything.
Yeah. Well, go down.
Da, 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 da. March brew news from Buffalo Creek Brewing.
Well, I thought it said something else.
Need a beer, Boise? 3 new local breweries plan to open in 2020. The brewery business is not doing bad. We'll just say that. I'm excited. I really look forward to breweries opening around here. What's sad is when you search something now and Facebook's like the number one thing. It's like not even your website. It's like, oh, Facebook. But no, I don't know what, I don't know, man. I think he said that they're not doing that well.
It's kind of a tough location.
Yeah. I think that's where we went with that conversation. Well, they're doing 2 for $22 growler, Phil. It's a pretty good deal. But yeah, I don't see any. Oh, that. Well, there you go. Oh, yeah, okay. The last hurrah at our current location is happening this Saturday, 6:20. So where's the... Why would you not have the new location on there?
Maybe they haven't found it yet.
I think you're right. That's what it was. Yep. They might not be able to come back. Dang, bros. They had a pretty good... Well, they had a lot of beers and cans.
Mm-hmm. Their porter is really good. Their vanilla porter.
Oh, here we go. We can read the statement. To the Wood Creek Brewing Community, for nearly 5 years, this community has been producing, kegging, canning. Naturally, throughout that time, there have been some changes. It's often said that the only constant in life is change. Lately, the COVID-19 pandemic has required us to change the way we deliver our beer. To those of you that are able to change with us, thanks. For the past 6 to 8 months, the leadership has been looking to make another change as well. We've been looking for a location that will allow us to expand our taproom experience by serving food along with other beer. The building we currently occupy preludes us from doing that. We believe this is a critical component in the business. Blah, blah, blah. Friday, the June 20th, we'll be having one last hurrah at our current location. Once again, this isn't a goodbye as much as it is a toast to this time of transition. So they don't have a when we're coming back or anything. There you go. So, bye-bye. We may or may not come back. I don't think you close your current location. Or maybe it's like a David situation. The rent went up.
Maybe. Until you have a new location kind of thing.
Maybe the rent just tripled up on them. A lot of renters are like, hey, you didn't pay rent for 3 months because of coronavirus. Now you owe me a gazillion dollars in cash. I'll only take it in cash in a suitcase on unmarked bills. A lot of that going on.
No, I'm fine with no occupancy. I will pay those. This mortgage. It's fine.
Right. I don't know. Ooh. Division brought back the lava lamp. Division Brewing. Yeah, so Wood Creek's going, well, this might be the last chance you get to drink some of it. And it's pretty close to where he lives.
Where are they? They're in Garland now?
Yeah. They're close to Lakewood.
Have we been to Wood Creek Brewing?
Yes.
Is that the one that had the like free popcorn or whatever?
Yes.
It was really small. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that place.
Yep.
Obviously. Yeah,
there would not be a place for the kitchen in there.
Yeah, it was like a very small.
But I remember the vanilla porter was really good. Highway 66, the IPA, that was all right. They had some decent beers.
Popcorn was good too.
Doesn't show. Wait. I checked into their strong ale. Wonder what I gave it. Dun dun, it won't show me. Dun 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 dun. You. I gave it. Ooh, okay. Dang. I don't want to say I gave it.
Yeah, look what Dirk said to you.
Yeah, I know. I gave it 2.5.
But also, that's not your favorite beer.
No. Nope. That sucks.
Overall, it has a 3.8, so go figure.
Well, I'd like. So it does on Untappd. It shows you how many beers you've checked into. Division Brewing, 97.
That's light.
It's pretty impressive. I would hate to see yours.
Woodchuck Cider?
Was that one of the ones that sold very well at New Main Brewing?
No, that was one of the ones that...
was one of the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Dang. Ciders. So I checked into two of their beers, both of them under 3 stars. This other one I checked into was a Raspberry Weizen, and I put, hope you love raspberries.
Jason doesn't like raspberries. That's his least favorite fruit.
This is correct.
I love raspberries.
Yep.
But raspberry-flavored things don't taste like raspberries, so.
God dang, man. This thing had 12,000 check-ins. It's amazing how Untappd has kind of dropped off quite a bit. Like back in the day, the beers that came out back in the day were like bazillions. Bazillion check-ins. And then now when a new beer comes out, it doesn't get as many check-ins anymore, which is kind of sad. Well, let's look at Martin House Brewing Company. Hope it's not over 90. 49. I've only checked into 49 of their beers. So congrats, Division. You're still the leader.
So I gave that strong ale a 4.
Well,
whoops.
You're certified. I'm not certified, so I shouldn't speak on tasting. Somebody gave Martin. Somebody wrote a review for Martin House's peanut butter beer, chocolate fruity pebbles. So that's why I would never. I would. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. This is their new sweet cherries beer. Somebody said cherry jello flavor in beer form. 4 stars. Or blackberry cobbler honey granola but thin body. 4.375. That's a review. Good job, Allison A.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I just don't know how people deal with this. There's another peanut. Somebody gave the peanut butter beer 2 stars. It tastes like peanut butter. It literally tastes like what says on the can. Like
I hate it.
If somebody tasted this beer and told me they didn't get peanut butter out of it, I'd have to evaluate my tongue. Like, I'm wrong about everything. There's your lemon juice box. Crispy gave it 4.
It was pretty good. I mean,
you liked it. I did not.
Yeah.
Should have let Rhodey try that.
It's anyways, in the fridge.
Untapped. Get on it. Have fun with it. Don't do it. Who cares? But yeah, Wood Creek, bye. That sucks. I wonder if they are going to find another place.
I was going to ask Rhodey if he knew where a towel was, but he...
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Or is he like using my shirt? I found this shirt.
Sure, it looks brand new.
Yep. But, nah. I don't know. Beyond that, I think that's all we got for today.
Yeah, on that note.
We say goodbye.
That bone will smell good in the OR tomorrow.
If I would have known that Rhodey was coming, I would have got that game together. So my plan is, well, we have our son's birthday this weekend. But my plan is
and
to
Father's
try
Father's Day.
Get what's Father's Day?
It's this weekend too.
I know that.
Sunday.
Oh.
Celebrate being a dad. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get this game together so we can play a game, get some more stuff going, less political talk. Which we're not really talking a lot of political talk. But it did look like Donald Trump was gonna die the other day, so
in Dallas?
Well, he was like shaking when he was trying to pick up this glass of water and then he had to put it back down.
I mean, maybe he was like super nervous about being president. I hope I'm doing a good job.
I was like, oh man, what's wrong with that dude? And then I was wondering why all of our presidents have to be in their 60s and 70s. And also Trump said that he now supports Colin Kaepernick, which is pretty cool, I guess.
I mean, they don't have to be that old. It just...
That's what happens, though.
It's the only people that run, and so I hope when I'm 60, I can just, like, run for president. That'd
I want
be
a 20
cool.
or, like, a 30-year-old to run for president. That'd be awesome. Some yeah. young cat. Yeah, weed's legal.
How old was Beto?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like all the young people will vote for them just because they're the youngest person.
Son of a biscuit. Today I learned that I am as tall as Donald Trump, 6'3".
Mm.
I hate my life.
Gross.
Also, he is 74 years old.
Holy crap.
Yep. God bless. 74. Why is a 74-year-old
like, is
president?
He even in a sound mind enough to be running the country?
It's crazy, isn't it?
You wouldn't.
Joe Biden, Joe Biden is freaking 77. Isn't he running too?
Yeah, he may be the Democratic nomination too.
77, dude. That's,
how old was Obama?
That's nuts when
or
he's
50.
Yeah, he is 58. So
okay,
Obama
that's
was about
better.
50, 45, 50 back then.
I wonder what the youngest president is we've ever had.
I don't know, but I'm voting on this guy, Boris Johnson.
We shot him.
What?
JFK?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Why'd you say we shot him? Did you have something to do with that? Were you
Rhodey's a time traveler.
He was the other gunman on the grassy knoll. Trump has 20.5 million followers on Instagram, and he posted a picture of a little girl with a Make America Great Again.
That someone put on her head.
Nice.
Has no clue what that is.
Nice, uh-huh. bro.
She'll
nice.
Get shamed for that later.
But no, I wonder if voice tweets start. I really want Donald Trump to be one of the first people to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, his last tweet. Joe Biden was a total failure, and total failure is all caps, in government. He bungled, in quotation marks, bungled everything that he touched, exclamation point.
Why is bungled in quotation marks, though?
I don't know.
Because if you're saying that he did, then why are you... Well, the way he worded that makes it sound like he doesn't think he bungled it.
No, he quoted someone else saying that he bungled.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And also...
But he doesn't know that, so you're probably right for the first time.
Also, it says that he has a 96% approval rating with the Republican Party.
Yeah,
no
I just
shit,
can't
Sherlock.
Even.
He also did his own poll.
Although Bush came out and said he didn't support him anymore, which was kind of crazy. crazy.
He also said the other day that if we stopped testing people for coronavirus, that
the numbers will go down.
Well, yeah.
It's a good deal. Makes sense to me. Hey, no one's got the virus. Numbers are down. Why? Because we're not testing. So.
Oy.
That's all the political talk for Casual Lit. Bertie, you got any final thoughts?
Nope. Let's end this.
Later.